This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, July 25th. God's word to you today is true humility. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Peter 5, verse 5 and 6 from the New King James Version, and it says, "Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Humility is a virtue that the more you have, the more you want. Humility is not humility. The word humility does not exist in the English dictionary. It is a coined word that is used to describe people that beat themselves down and wear rags just to pass as being humble. Humility is standing tall and being all that God has called you to be. But when you compare yourself to the Most High God, you see that you are really nothing and you give him all the glory. It is not humility when you deliberately rubbish your work. A lot of people hide under the "to God be the glory" statement and say things like, "I'm really unworthy." You have worked hard, you have been promoted. But when people congratulate you, you say, "It is not me, it is God." We know it is God, but that is humility. You should say, "Thank you, I give all the glory to God." Our aggression must always be in the spirit and not in the flesh. We should never fight battles in the flesh. You do not have to shout or fight. Take your aggression to the spirit. The person or people will feel the heat. Taking your aggression to the spirit is actually humility. When you are truly humble, God himself fights for us. Like in the case of Miriam and Aaron versus Moses. Moses married an African queen. His wife was a black woman, and they had an issue with it. So they confronted him and shredded him. But Moses was quiet, and God fought for him. Let me give you advice. If someone puts his hand in your nose, do not hit the hand away, just allow it. Someone was abusing David and calling him a madman. David's fighting men wanted to cut the person's head, but David did not allow them. David instead allowed the man to keep abusing him so that perhaps God will see that and choose to have mercy on him. Most times, we do not allow God to be God. Did I hear you say, "That can be dangerous"? That is exactly the point. Humility is not a lack of audacity. The perfect example of humility in the Bible is Jesus. One of the most audacious statements you will ever read in the Bible was made by Jesus. John 6:35 says, "Jesus replied, 'I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.'" What an audacious statement. These people knew Jesus, they knew his parents, and they watched him grow up in the neighborhood. How do you think they would respond to a statement like that? It is easy for us to read this and conclude that these people did not have faith, but it was actually really difficult for them. "Is this not Jesus, the son of Mary, whose brother is with us?" they said. Let us pray. Lord, please teach me to humble myself and be clothed with humility, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.